It's time for Live and Local here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's wonderful to have you here. Where does a girl go to get some positive reinforcement, to get some direction, to find a mentor, to have a safe place where she can grow from a girl to a woman with guidance? Well, I'll tell you, how about Girls, Inc.? The executive director of Girls, Inc. Omaha, Roberta Wilhelm, is with me right now. Nice to have you here. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. What an organization you're in charge. How long have you been in charge of this?
I've been there 16 years.
Wow. It started as the Girls Club many years ago, and it's become Girls, Inc. Omaha. Can you give us a 5,000-foot view of the mission? What are we accomplishing here?
Sure. Well, the mission is to inspire the girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And we interpret that as healthy, educated, and independent. So we want to help girls overcome barriers to grow up to be confident, self-sufficient women.
Outstanding. How do you do that?
With a variety of holistic programs in, again, health, education, independent living, it's STEM, homework help, daily snacks, mentors, counseling services, secure, safe, reliable transportation to our centers. It's not just sports, but we do have sports. It's not just art, but we have art. So we look at the whole girl and we approach the philosophy of programming and support systems from that aspect. We're looking at the whole girl.
How do girls sign up for this? I mean, how do they become eligible? And are there any exclusions?
No, any girl can participate. We only pick up from certain schools, and we have a list on our website. Just if you want to check and see, do we pick up from your school? You can give us a call.
And just to interrupt, that website is girlsincomaha.org. I just bring it up since you had brought it up. So on there, you'll find a list of schools and...
Mm-hmm. If a girl would like to come, we pick up from those schools. Otherwise, especially during the summer months, we have a lot of parents who come to us. The girls are there all day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's worth the trip to parents to bring a girl for the whole day. They come from all over the city.
Okay. Do you have caps on how many you can handle? I mean, is there a point in time where you go, I'm sorry?
We do. And sometimes we'll hit a certain age. For example, we'll max out on kindergartners or nine-year-olds. And we can sometimes hire more staff. It's usually an issue of ratio and safety. We'll try to do that. But sometimes over the course of the summer, there isn't enough time to do that. So we do sometimes have a waiting list for girls in a specific age group. It's hard to predict what that age group will be.
Sure.
Again, could be seven-year-olds, could be kindergarten. It's hard to say. But
sure.
It's a popular program.
I have no doubt that it is. When you see those numbers getting up there, is there an ebb and a flow between? I mean, I would imagine you'd have more people in the summer than in the school year, because
that's correct.
There are some school programs that can pick up some of that slack or interests that girls have that are school centric versus Girls Omaha.
I mean, that's very true. We serve 1,200 girls a year. We don't serve that many every day because the days ebb and flow. Some girls just come in the summer, some just during the school year. But there are summer days, it will max out at the North Center, we'll get over 300 girls. Our South Center is a little more steady. And during the school year, not quite as many, but on certain days, it's higher than other days. Wednesdays tend to be lower. I think kids do religious school and have other outside commitments on Wednesdays. But Tuesdays and Thursdays pops back up. So it just depends on the time of year. On a cold, snowy day, we'll tend to get more girls because they want to get on that warm van for that ride to Girls Inc., which is great. And we're happy to have them.
Sure. All of this that you do, it takes money. And one of the ways that money is being raised this year is the 2019 Lunch for the Girls. It's Monday, December 16th. Stacey Abrams, author, entrepreneur, nonprofit CEO, and political leader. She's the featured speaker there. Wow, what a neat speaker to have. Talk about a role model, right?
Yes, very much so. The girls are excited to hear her speak.
How do people get tickets to be a part of this?
They can give us a call, 402-457-4676. I can also tell you when I came to do the interview, there were tickets available.
Okay.
I don't know if there will be now.
Sure.
They're going quickly. There aren't a whole lot left.
Where's this being held?
It's being held at the arena downtown across from the Hilton, the new name.
The
medical.
Right, the CHI Health.
Medical
Health
Center.
It's hard to keep them straight. But it's the big arena here
in
Omaha.
Yes. So it'll be in the ballroom.
Okay, outstanding. That sounds like a wonderful project. And there's so many things that I wanted to talk about. I mean, you told me off air you've had beehives, you've had chickens farm to table, environmental justice. There's all these programs, and unfortunately, in the 23 seconds that remain, you know, we can't go there. But the thing is all the time new programs, new things to keep the girls engaged, keep them focused, and give them activities.
Exactly.
She is the executive director of Girls Inc. Omaha, Roberta Wilhelm. Thank you so much for joining me. NPR programming continues right now.